struggling with bird flu. Kurdish officials say they've started burning and burying dead birds and killing any migratory birds they catch. A leading human rights group says the U.S. is alone in the world in openly claiming the power to abuse prisoners and, quote, to pretend that it's lawful. Human Rights Watch says other countries clearly treat prisoners as badly or worse than the U.S., but they do it in secret. The group's yearly report says the Bush administration has a deliberate policy of abusing terror suspects during questioning. It bases those conclusions mainly on statements by top Bush administration officials in the last year. They say George Bush's repeated assurances that U.S. interrogators don't torture pointedly avoid mentioning that international law prohibits cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment of prisoners. The report also says then-Attorney General nominee Alberto Gonzalez claimed last January in Senate testimony that the U.S. can use cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment on non-Americans held overseas. The White House rejected Human Rights Watch Group's allegation of systematic prisoner abuse. New Orleans is saying they'll notify owners before demolishing hurricane-damaged homes. A federal judge okayed a settlement between the city and property owners who had sued to block hundreds of demolitions. New Orleans had announced last month it needed to tear down 2,500 buildings within weeks because they're dangerous. The deal says owners of about 120 seriously damaged or dangerous properties will get 7 to 10 days' notice. Owners of about 1,900 other houses, they say, will get 30 days' notice. Homeowners can challenge the demolitions. This is Air America Radio News.
good evening, Truth Seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Aaron Acker Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, when is a terrorist not a terrorist? Well, I saw this on DU. Apparently, based on this evening's CBS Evening News, you're not a terrorist if you participated in the Oklahoma City bombing. Yeah, I was watching the news tonight, and this was kind of stunning. During a segment about Michael Fortier, who was an accomplice, unindicted, not unindicted, he was charged with concealing information about this, but Michael Fortier, he was sentenced to prison. As you know, McVeigh was executed, and the other guy is serving a long jail sentence, prison sentence. But Fortier is being released after about 10 years from prison, and Bob Schieffer, who is the anchor now at CBS News, never used the word terror or terrorist a single time. 168 people were butchered in the single worst act of terror on U.S. soil prior to the attack on September 11th, 2001. And it's just referred to as the bombing or the attack. Now, what makes this interesting, the story that immediately preceded the Oklahoma City bombing story was about three suspected eco-terrorists being held in Sacramento who were allegedly planning on destroying a small dam that may have caused loss of life. Ecology. Environment. Eco-terrorists. But a guy who is part of a conspiracy to murder 163 citizens of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and the word is not used. Oh, well. Oh, well. Now, tonight we have some mindless quacking from that master ducker of direct questions, simple Scotty McClellan, the White House press geek. Just a few, not enough to turn your stomach. It's interesting, in the group of sound bites we have, this is from yesterday. He invoked September 11th in just about every other breath, lies through his chubby little bill about the Democrats' ties to Abramoff's dirty money, lies repeatedly about the Clinton administration's authorization of domestic spying, the Karl Rovian folks in the Bush crime family are getting desperate. You can smell it. We were talking about the stench of fear last night. You can smell the fear from these people. And speaking of lying fascists, we're going to begin tonight our nightly reading of about a 5 or 6 minute chunk of 1984. We're going to do it every night until we finish the book. The program is no longer on the air or Bush is impeached. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we're going to do it every night. So we begin tonight, and we start it. It's going to be at the end of the second hour of the program, the last segment in the second hour of the program. So stick around. I got several emails, a couple of which I want to share with you. This is regarding Senate contact. This is from Karen. She writes, I telephoned all the Democratic senators' offices on the 17th, which was what, yesterday, Kathy? I spoke with staff and requested they ask each senator to take action on the following. Filibuster Samuel Alito because we are on very dangerous ground. Resolve the domestic spying scandal. And stop presidential misuse of power. Karen writes, I had to try several times to get through. As many lines were busy. When I did get through, I was kept on hold many minutes. Some staffers asked for my name and geographical location. I offered the same to those who did not. The ones who did not ask advised that it didn't matter unless I wanted a written response. Some staffers did not want to take my comments because I was not a constituent. Some of them were rude. Some were bored. Some were frustrated. I was hung up on by one when I asked the senator to consider the filibuster. It took me over 3 hours to complete the task. Now, all Karen called were Democrats. And she concludes, since staffers are handpicked, and must surely understand what their bosses want to convey to the public, I have to conclude that most of the Democratic senators can't or won't be bothered about such trivial matters. So, I will continue to bother them until they wake up and smell the tyranny. She signs herself, sincerely, a semi-literate, underemployed, angry white woman who was, is, and shall always be, without apologies, a liberal Democrat! Karen and her last name. Thank you, Karen. This is from Sabrina. She writes, monsters? What we say about the German people living during, the 30s. Why didn't they rise up? Why didn't they do anything? They knew that their government was killing millions of innocent people, even their own. How could they have been blinded by the obvious propaganda? They must have known and just let it happen. They must have been monsters. What the world says about us, the American people living 2004 to the present. Why didn't they rise up? Why didn't they do anything? They knew that their government was killing tens of thousands of innocent people, even their own. How could they have been blinded by the obvious propaganda? They must have known and just let it happen. They must be monsters too. Yeah, the parallels are there for sure. Edgar emailed in, "Hi Mike, from the hinterlands of northern Illinois, a mere 40 miles from Chicago, I recently found myself stuck in stupid suburban shopping traffic. While I waited 7 minutes to turn into the parking lot of the 100th box store that has covered so much of our precious farmland, I realized I was surrounded by an ocean of minivans, SUVs, and pickup trucks, all sporting either fish symbols, yellow ribbons, or anti-choice bumper stickers. The one sticker that made my hair curl was on the back window of a supersized Cadillac Escalade. The sticker was of a mushroom cloud looming over the map of Iraq. Scrawled above the mushroom cloud was the following: let's blow them all up and call it turban renewal. There I sat with my homemade sticker on my back window simply stating impeach Bush, clearly a minority in the sea of blind faith, anti-choice, Midwestern housewives, and pro-war ignorant rednecks. As I turned into the parking lot, the car behind me began flashing their lights. They pulled up alongside me and gave me the thumbs-up sign and drove off to another section of the parking lot. I noticed the beat-up Honda they were driving had a carry sticker on the bumper. It's getting scary out here, Mike, and I live in a blue state. I can't imagine what it's like in other parts of the United States. You can only hope Canada will let us all in when we have to leave this country once and for all. Signed, Edgar. Now, regarding the turban renewal, dear Mike, I got XM about 2 weeks ago, and I listened to Air America as much as possible. I came across your show and love it. I was listening last night, Tuesday, when that blank called and said that the war on Iraq was revenge. I am a Muslim American. I was born here. My parents were born here. My grandparents were born here. When you told him off and reminded him of the Holocaust similarities, I was elated. Your sarcastic rant about Muslims was awesome. It's about time that someone stood up for us. I can't fully express my gratitude for your comments. I thank Allah, we call him God, too, for people like you who are actually awake. I would also like to thank you for using the correct pronunciation of Muslim, with an S, not a Z. I know most of the time it's not meant as disrespect, but I'm tired of these brain-dead Bush lovers saying Muslims. I will be telling everyone at my mosque about you and will submit your name to some Muslim civil rights organizations as a positive person. Thank you again. And it's signed Jordan, age 20, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I didn't know that Muslims submit names as a positive person. This is similar to what Jews did, the righteous Gentiles. Remember that? Anyone who would help a Jew during the times of horrendous oppression, which has been most of modern Jewish history, people who would make the effort to defend a Jew or their faith or the culture or the life of a Jewish person was referred to as a righteous Gentile. I had no idea that the Muslims now must do the same thing. Good God. Hoping that the righteous might just come. But I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp, be watchful for more hammers rammed.
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a hairstylist, and washing hair all day really wrecks my hands.
Listen to this real letter from Nikki of West Virginia about our Ultimate Healing Lotion.
Since I found Gold Bond Ultimate, my hands haven't cracked once.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now I show off my hands to all my clients.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Ugh, vacation.
These apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Monkey Rice Blues. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. All right, one more here. This segment, I just want to... Some of the letters we get, I find very, very interesting. I'd like to share them with you. This is from DJ Kung Fu. Dear Mike, like so many, I'm losing all hope for this country. What can we do about it? Here's some ideas. I am personally eliminating all communication with the Republicans in my life. I will only scream maniacally at them, "Wake up or you're dead!" or something along those lines. They say Al Gore is over the top. These antics will make him look under the top. I recommend all people do the same. The idea is that our incredible raging anger, voiced in full Mike Malloy screaming tones, will make the sheep around us wake up. Curiosity will kill this cat as they wonder, why is this guy or gal so angry? Maybe I should get more information. It's good. I like it. I also enjoy writing the word impeach everywhere I go. And always have a pocket full of cards with the word impeach written on both sides that I drop like a trail of breadcrumbs. Al Gore crossed the line. Let's all move the line. Act up. Get crazy. It's almost too late. Fascism is banging down the door. Oh, yeah. Please mention the book Fooled Again by Mark Crispin Miller. It is being blacklisted, of course, by all book reviewers. Arg. DJ Kung Fu. That's a shame about Mark's book. But DJ Kung Fu is absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, MKM or MCM had sent out an email talking about just that very thing. It's just infuriating, isn't it? But that's the way it goes. Have you heard about this in U.S. media? It's been a week now since a Swiss newspaper published a fax that was intercepted from the Egyptian embassy about secret CIA detention centers. Have you seen this in U.S. media? I have not. This is, I'm quoting now from the International Herald Tribune of today. The publishing of this fax apparently has set off some sort of a diplomatic uproar around a finger-pointing in the Swiss government about the source of the leak. According to the Herald Tribune, Swiss diplomats have been trying to repair the damage from the leak of this one-page fax, which was intercepted by Swiss intelligence in November. It was pulled off a satellite transmission being sent from the Egyptian Foreign Ministry in Cairo to the Egyptian embassy in London. And the Swiss intelligence agency glommed it. A summary translation of the memo into French by Swiss intelligence was published last week and in a Swiss newspaper, and it said the following, quote, "The Egyptians have sources confirming the presence of secret American prisons and that 23 Iraqis and Afghans were interrogated at the Mikhail Kolganiso base at Constanza on the Black Sea in Romania. The memo also referred to similar detention centers in Kosovo, Bulgaria, Macedonia, and Ukraine. The countries mentioned in the memo, according to the International Herald Tribune, have been contacted by the Swiss foreign minister, who has also publicly complained, she has, about the leak, and has argued, see, here's how the Swiss are trying to cover up for the Americans. All those number of bank accounts have disappeared, I guess. The Swiss foreign minister is arguing that the information, this is not new, and that the government lacked any other evidence backing the allegations. The Swiss foreign minister told one of the conservative daily newspapers in that country, the document is not spectacular, it is no scoop. And the Egyptian foreign ministry, also trying to cover this up, said, this is a very ridiculous story. Who is the foreign ministry spokeswoman in Cairo? Yeah, well, it's over, ladies. It's gone. Nobody cares. And here in the United States, you think we care that we're running torture camps in Kosovo? Isn't that a shame? Remember when Bill Clinton urged NATO to bomb Kosovo using depleted uranium weaponry, Kosovo being part of the old Yugoslavian republic. And we sent so many depleted uranium weapons shell casings into Yugoslavia that give it another 10 or 15 years, and the death rate from hideous cancers is going to increase. Yugoslavia, you know, they've got Ukraine to the what, to the northeast of them? Is I don't have a map in front of me, where we had the nuclear meltdown, and then their soil and their rivers and lakes were the victims of nuclear war from the United States and NATO. And now this, we have torture camps in countries including Kosovo. I don't know, that just, is that not the height of irony?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. In the time you own three or four other vacuums, my 8-pound Orrick XL will still be going strong. But you're going to love an Orrick XL for another reason. It's hypoallergenic. Whatever it picks up stays inside the bag. So try an Orrick XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. With an Orrick XL, there's never a foul odor or a cloud of dust in your face.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There, thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
Morning Lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. Okay, I know a lot of people are about ready to go to sleep, or at least go to bed. So what we want to do here is really screw up your dream cycles and bring you some Scott McClellan. This is yesterday's press briefing, right after, the day after. This is Tuesday. It's the day after Al Gore unloaded on these sons of bitches. And, of course, Simple Scotty is just almost out of control in this one, these sound bites we have for you tonight. It's just bizarre. And I know a lot of our listeners just hate McClellan, as I do, with just a raging acid reflux passion. But you're not going to hear this anyplace else. You know, you're working during the day, so you can't watch C-SPAN. And this is the kind of garbage that's being put out to the crack White House press corps. Now, to begin with here, Scotty quacks his way around the mounting criticism from Democrats like Gore and Hillary Clinton, even some Republicans, that Bush has become an imperial president, who has, in the process of tearing the Constitution into pieces and breaking the law. So what is the Bush administration official response to any form of criticism? That's right, 9/11. 9/11! Reporter starts out, Scott, this NSA intercept program, was it effective? And did it lead to any kind of progress in the war on terror? Or did it flood the zone with so much useless information that it resulted in a waste of resources, a waste of time and talent, as was suggested in the New York Times today?
The second highest-ranking intelligence officer in the United States government and the former head of the National Security Agency spoke to reporters about this just a few weeks ago, and he made it very clear that this authorization has been successful in helping us to prevent attacks from happening. It is absolutely a vital tool in the war on terrorism. The American people expect the president to do everything within his lawful power to prevent attacks from happening. We saw what happened on September 11th.
Yeah!
We know that the enemy, the terrorist, continue to want to inflict harm on the American people and inflict even greater damage than they did on September 11th.
That's right. We were hit on September 11th, but the last time I checked, we still have a constitution, you moron. And maybe if you stop wasting U.S. intelligence resources wiretapping, journalists and peace activists and, you know, your Democratic opponents, maybe you would have found Osama bin Laden by now. And another thing, when McClellan or any spokesperson from this criminal administration says that the use of these illegal wiretaps has been successful in preventing attacks from happening, they're talking about two intercepts. Now, everybody knows about this. It's getting to the point where these dumbasses in the Bush crime family can't even keep secrets anymore. It's all getting out there, everything, for the whole world to see. Even American citizens, if we want to look. But there are two references to a fertilizer bomb attempt scheduled or targeted to London. And the UK authorities say it was a hoax. The second one, if you remember, and I think somebody's in prison here over this one, was somebody with an Arabic surname who had this wild-ass idea that apparently he posted on a website that he was going to take an acetylene torch and cut the cables to the Brooklyn Bridge and make it fall. Jesus. So here you are. Here's the crack National Security Agency. They stopped this guy. They found out that he was going to do what? Climb up on the cables of the Brooklyn Bridge and cut them with a torch? Oh, okay. God. Now, I love this response to the lawsuits filed over the thousands of Americans that the Bush crime family has been spying on. And I noticed one of the lawsuits is from Christopher Hitchens. Isn't that funny? Christopher Hitchens, a former liberal who has been doing for the Bush crime family what Monica did for Bill Clinton, where it concerns the attack on Iraq. Christopher Hitchens, who had his ass handed to him at the Nation magazine and told to take a powder. Oh, I know. That's not really the way it happened. Christopher Hitchens said he could no longer work for the Nation magazine. He could not work for them, but write for them. Because the Nation magazine had the absolute temerity to suggest that Bush's invasion of Iraq was, pick a word, illegal, immoral, unjustified. So Christopher Hitchens took his bottle and his cigarettes and his cocky upper-class British attitude and bailed out of the Nation. So now Christopher Hitchens has joined in a lawsuit. Why? Because Christopher thinks his phone calls were monitored overseas by the National Security Agency. Oh, Christopher! But I digress. Lawsuits have been filed. Scott McClellan calls the concern over the trashing of our Constitution and the illegal surveillance of American citizens frivolous. Reporter says, Scott, what does a link mean? The president said essentially what you just said, too, that this NSA program has targeted those with known links to Al-Qaeda. Does that include journalists, Scott, scholars? You know, these lawsuits, Scott, today from journalists and scholars who believe they, too, might have been swept up in this.
There's based on no evidence whatsoever.
No evidence whatsoever. So explain what a link is.
Let me back up. The frivolous lawsuits that you referenced do nothing to help enhance civil liberties or protect the American people. And that's what those are.
Frivolous lawsuits. Do you see what this son of a bitch is saying? Are you listening, Truth Seeker? I don't care where you're listening. Are you listening? Are you listening? You listeners overseas, listen on the internet stream. Can you believe this? Here is a spokesman for the President of the United States saying that a lawsuit filed against a super secret American agency that is spying on the citizens in this country, that those lawsuits are frivolous. Well, so what makes the lawsuits filed today against Bush's illegal activity frivolous? One answer. 9/11! 9/11! Reporter says, and why, Scott, do you think these lawsuits are frivolous?
They're terrorists. Remember, this is a global war on terrorism that we're engaged in. People after September 11th, the president spoke to the American people after September 11th. But as time goes on, some people may tend to forget. He will not forget what happened on September 11th. 3,000 lives were lost here. If you're not talking to a known Al-Qaeda member or a member of an affiliated organization, you don't have to worry about this. The NSA, or former head of the NSA, talked about that in a briefing to reporters about how limited this is and what it is aimed at.
Oh, my God.
And that is the authorization that the president made after the attacks of September 11th.
They don't even bother to pretend like they're not lying anymore. They don't even bother to pretend that they have any respect, they being the Bush crime family and its spokespeople, any respect whatsoever for the American public. How many of us in this country now who read newspapers don't know that thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Americans were spied on? How many of us who have not read either the Times article or basically the same article carried by other newspapers that nothing led anywhere? It went to innocent Americans who had their emails read, their phones tapped, their regular mail opened. And this halfwit says, if you're not talking to a known Al-Qaeda member or a member of an affiliate organization, you have anything to worry about. The head of the NSA said how limited this is, what it's aimed at. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, well, I don't know why I get so upset anymore. Sure. So good old Helen Thomas actually was permitted to ask a question. She says, you kept saying lawful violations. It's true, the president. There is a law that permits the president, to get a warrant and wiretap. But he has not been doing that, Scott. He's been breaking the law. Al Gore said he broke the law. The ACLU is filing a suit. Why does he break the law? I mean, he has the means and the tools to do what...
Get that wholeheartedly, Helen. The legal justification has been spelled out by the Department of Justice. In terms of Al Gore's comments, I think his hypocrisy knows no bounds. It was the Clinton administration that used warrantless physical searches. And it was the Deputy Attorney General under the Clinton administration that testified before Congress and said, I quote, first, the Department of Justice believes that the President has inherent authority to conduct warrantless physical searches for foreign intelligence purposes, and that the President may, as has been done, delegate this authority to the Attorney General.
With warrants! With warrants, you jackass!
And just to refute some of the bigger lies in this statement, the Clinton administration never violated FISA, Scott, and never claimed they could violate FISA. Here's why. First, prior to 1995, FISA did not cover physical searches. With Clinton's signature, the law was expanded to cover physical searches in 1995. Now, what Scott is referring to is the search of Aldrich Ames' home. That occurred in 1993. The spy. It did not violate FISA. And second, Deputy Attorney General Jamie Gorelock, he's referring to, testified in 1994 that the President could conduct warrantless physical searches before FISA required physical searches to be conducted pursuant to a warrant. If the law is the law, Scott, I know this is a foreign concept to you, then the law is the law. And the law was changed by Clinton to eliminate the possibility of warrantless physical searches. You lying son of a bitch, why don't you stand there and tell the truth? It puts people like me in the position of sounding like I'm defending Bill Clinton, which I would never do on just about any damn thing that Bill Clinton ever did as president. I don't attack what he did as much because he was kind of a nice guy, you know, and not an out-and-out Nazi. But to stand there and lie the way McClellan does day after day, it's astonishing.
They would come. Wibble wobble, ho hum hum. But the one little duck.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Dear Gold Bond, my husband's a carpenter.
And my hands were rough as sandpaper. Here's a real letter from Gene and Tom of New Jersey about our Ultimate Healing Lotion. Then she got me Gold Bond Ultimate.
It works better than any lotion we've ever used.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now his hands are almost smoother than mine.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion. This stuff really works.
It really does.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Can't touch this. Look, man, can't touch this. You better get hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Have a time.
It's about 8 before the hour. All right, McClellan again. You can file this answer from McClellan under Once More with Feeling. Okay, the reporter says, Scott, the more serious indictment in Al Gore is rather lengthy and I think well thought out and well worked out speech yesterday was not so much the NSA wiretapping, but it's a part of an overall shift by the Bush administration in the context of 9/11 to really increase and enhance the power of the executive and put to the side the role of U.S. Congress. It was really a change in the way this republic works, is what Al Gore seemed to be getting at in his speech, and that the NSA wiretapping, the extraordinary measures which had been implemented for the duration of the war on terror, which, as far as we know, will have no end, that all this has changed the way this republic works.
Let me remind people, we were attacked on September 11th in Washington, and some 3,000 innocent people lost their lives. If he wants to be the voice for Democrats on this debate over national security, we welcome it. The American people clearly have shown that they want us to do everything within our lawful power to save their lives and to prevent another attack from happening. We've been fortunate since September 11th that there has not been another attack. We know that the enemy wants to inflict even greater damage on America than they did on September 11th.
You fear-mongering little toad. 9/11. God, these people got what they wanted, right? 3,000 innocent people lost their lives. How many innocent Iraqis and Afghans have we slaughtered that had nothing to do with 9/11? Well, why doesn't the Bush bastard attack Saudi Arabia, Scott? That's where the bombers came from. Oh, never mind. Oh, man. And he says, we've been fortunate. He says, the American people clearly have shown that they want us to do everything within our lawful power. Prevent another attack. We've been fortunate another attack has not happened. So the good reason we've not been attacked, Scott, is just good fortune? I thought it was because of Bush's wonderful anti-terror policies and illegal wiretapping and renditions and torture and holding people in violation of human rights and American rights. Oh, never mind. Good fortune. Okay. And now just a couple of one of the other major scandals facing the Republicans, Abramoff. Scotty does some masterful waddling around the question of who Abramoff met in the White House. I bet it wasn't just Jeff, me love you long time, Gannon. Abramoff went to the White House, had entree to the White House. Can you freaking believe that? This pig? Reporter says, Scott, Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid and others sent a letter to the president today regarding Abramoff, asking for the president to make public any contacts that he had with Abramoff, as well as senior administration officials, and any kind of benefits or access that they may have gained from this connection. They said, quote, the American people need to be assured that the White House is not for sale. Is there any plan, Scott, for the president or the administration to make that information available?
Administration to make that information available. To adhere to the highest ethical standards. I've already talked to you all about this matter. If you have anything specific to bring to my attention, please do. But remember, this is a guy who has admitted wrongdoing. He's being brought to justice by the Justice Department under this administration, and he's also someone where he and or his clients contributed to both Democrats and Republicans. So I think that needs to be put in context as well.
You lying son of a bitch. You lying son of a bitch, you. This president expects everybody's administration to adhere to the highest ethical standards. Oh, my God. A bit late for that, McClellan. God. He says, well, this president expects everybody's administration to adhere to the highest ethical standards. That's the part you couldn't hear at the beginning. And then he goes on to say, remember, this is a guy who has admitted wrongdoing. Who is he referring to, Bush? No, Abramoff. And he's also someone where he and or his clients contributed, both Democrats and Republicans. Scott, make that or. Where he or his clients. And if one of his clients contributed to Democrats, so what?
They weren't clients. They were victims, you lying SOB. Oh, never mind. Most Americans are just content to sit back and say, yup, yup, yup. The whole lot of them are just corrupt. Yup, yup, yup. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Sammy, we hardly knew you. For a man reported to have such a sharp legal mind, Judge Samuel Alito was certainly comfortable with his own ignorance, saying, quote, I don't know, 29 times during his confirmation hearings. Despite the Democrats' strip searching of Alito's written record, we Americans don't know much more about Alito than we did before. Will he vote to overturn Roe or respect it as settled law? We don't know. Does he believe there are limits to executive power or not? We don't know. Is he the most boring man in the universe or simply willing to play him on TV? We don't know. What we do know is that something as momentous as the future course of the Supreme Court may rest more on the tears of the nominee's spouse than the questioning of the Senate Judiciary Committee. From the Cheney Energy Commission to the true cost of the prescription drug benefit, we've learned that it's what the Bush administration doesn't want us to know that hurts us. Add Alito's judicial philosophy to that long and growing list of state secrets. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel from The Nation. For more, go to thenation.com.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard. Now available in three sizes at Walgreens and other fine stores.
Honey?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Well, that's right. We're using TurboTax this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. TurboTax asks these simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Uh-huh. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Well, what about deductions?
Found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
What?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The Bush administration's domestic spying program spawning another lawsuit by a civil liberties group, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, to sue the Justice Department, accusing it of violating a federal disclosure law. The group filed a request last month under the Freedom of Information Act seeking information about the department's role in the eavesdropping program. The lawsuit contends the information concerns a matter of extraordinary public interest. Howard Dean's calling it a cycle of corruption, and the Democratic National Committee boss says his party is ready to break that cycle. Senator Barack Obama says congressional Democrats have a plan to keep lawmakers from getting gifts from lobbyists. Both parties are battling this election year as Congress gets ready for the fallout from the scandal involving lobbyist Jack Abramoff. He has admitted that either he or his clients showered lawmakers with trips, meals, other gifts, including campaign contributions. Abramoff has pleaded guilty to corruption-related charges and has agreed to tell prosecutors who got what. Italian prosecutors say they've gotten no help from the U.S. in finding an American soldier believed involved in a shooting in Iraq. An Italian Secret Service agent was killed last March by American gunfire while approaching a U.S. checkpoint after rescuing a kidnapped Italian journalist. Prosecutor in Rome says American officials have never answered any of their requests, and he doubts they ever will. Italian prosecutors want to charge the soldier in the death of Nicola Calipari. Pakistani officials suspect a high-ranking al-Qaeda figure was killed in an airstrike last week near the Afghan border. It is reported one of the network's master bombmakers and chemical weapons experts was among the dead. Intelligence agents are looking for the graves of four militants believed to have been killed. Pakistani officials have said the strike targeted Osama bin Laden's top aide, Ayman al-Zawahiri, but he was not there. A surprising finding led to the U.S. stopping enrollment in a major AIDS study. It involved more than 5,000 HIV patients in 33 nations. It was aimed at studying on-again, off-again medication strategy. Some were given AIDS drugs continuously. Some got them only when their immune systems weakened. A routine safety analysis showed that those who didn't take the drugs all the time got sicker than those who never took a break. The study showed periodic use led to a jump in side effects. Smaller studies had suggested it was possible to take breaks from the drugs and still control the virus. That would have helped those in developing countries who can't afford AIDS treatment. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Towards the end of this segment, we're going to begin our reading of 1984, so stick around with that. All right, last little bit of quackery for the evening here. Still on Abramoff, a reporter asked Scott McClellan. This is from yesterday. Scott, what was the subject matter when Jack Abramoff met with staff here in the White House? Was it senior staff? Did he meet at that level here in the White House? Now, listen for NBC's David Gregory's comments in here. This gets a little confusing, but listen up.
You're saying staff-level meetings is the way I would describe it, and if you have anything specific, I'll be glad to take a look into it. Well, if there's any reason for me to check into it, please bring it to my attention.
Pled guilty to some serious charges.
So you're insinuating something?
We're just trying to find out the facts.
Well, if you've got something to bring to my attention, do so, and I'll be glad to look into it.
That's not a fair burden to place on us. This is a guy who's a tainted lobbyist, and he has connections, we want to know, with whom in the White House. You shouldn't demand that we give you something specific to go check it out. I mean, this guy is radioactive in Washington, and he knows guys like Karl Rove. So did he meet with him or not?
I know.
Don't put it on us to bring something specific. That is a specific question about a specific individual.
We don't discuss staff-level meetings.
Of course you do, whenever you want to discuss staff-level meetings. And if Karl Rove, who have ties to Ralph Reed, which he does, we want to know if he has ties to Jack Abramoff. And if they met,
well, I can answer that. I mean,
oh great! Well, before you said you
would answer that, no. I mean, about if he knows it. Yes, he knows. He knows Mr. Abramoff. They're both former heads of the College Republicans. That's how they got to know each other way back. I think it was in the early '80s. And my understanding is that Carl would describe it as more of a casual relationship than a business relationship.
Can you say it's a casual relationship? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, McClellan, I swear to God, when the lights go out, I get you. I know there's a long line, but... All right, a couple of quick emails here, and then we're going to come to your phone calls. The number here is 866-303-2270, by the way. This is from Doug. I like this idea. Doug writes, how cool would it be if the Democrats, this is at the State of the Union address coming up by the end of this month, how cool would it be if the Democrats got the nerve to stand up and walk out when Bush tells one of his lies, which he's sure to do in this or any speech he gives, during the State of the Union address? They could make history. Yeah, they could, Doug. But you're talking about Democrats. Democrats in the Congress are used to being urinated on by even low-ranking Republicans. The Democrats walk around with wet pants all day. Their pant legs are soaked from Republicans coming up to them and just unzipping their flies and peeing all over them. Huh? Is that graphic? So the Democrats, to do what you're suggesting, Doug, would require the Democrats in Congress to be strong and bold and have had enough and to really represent that percentage of the American people that they represent, which is about half. Isn't it? Isn't it about half? I read someplace that even though the Democrats have a minority in both the House and the Senate, especially in the Senate, the way, you know, every state has two senators, it doesn't make any difference if the state has 5,000 citizens or 50 million. You know, I'm exaggerating, but you know what I mean. So... the Democrats really represent more Americans. We never talk about that, you see. That's verboten. That's off the table. Verboten? Verboten. That's off the table. We don't talk about that. But for the Democrats to do what you're suggesting, Doug, would require the Democrats to, as a group, which they won't do. You know, you got guys like Ben Nelson. You got guys like people like Dianne Feinstein already saying, oh, we love Sam Alito. Well, all right, they're not saying they love him. They're saying, oh, he's well-qualified. I don't particularly care for him. I'm going to vote no, Feinstein said in the committee. But once he goes to full Senate, sure, I'll vote him in. How can, you know, oh, never mind, Jesus. I'm so sick of saying how can Democrats do that. But anyway, Doug, great idea. Isn't it a shame that we don't have Democrats in the House or the Senate who have the courage of, oh, for example, certain members of a Parliament in the UK who are known to show their contempt for whomever is speaking, up to and including the Prime Minister, by just by walking out, by hollering, by pounding the desk? But Democrats in the U.S. House and Senate?
No. No. Dave writes, regarding the crazed Muslim who is going to chop down the Brooklyn Bridge, right? That's according to the National Security Agency. This is one of the plots that the Bush crime family has thwarted from those sneaky Muslims here in the United States, you know, an act of terror. This apparently this Muslim welder or whatever was going to climb up and chop down the Brooklyn Bridge. Now the NSA and the Bush crime family, what? Are we to believe they treat this seriously? Somebody says, yeah, okay, you know, I'm kind of pissed off. I think I'll go chop down the Brooklyn Bridge. Okay, I just said it. Are they going to arrest me and sentence me to, well, what did this guy get, 9 years in prison or something? Anyway, Dave writes, thank God for our crack government thwarted the crazed Muslim welder conspiracy to destroy the Brooklyn Bridge. Here's the reason. Each of the structure's four main cables has a diameter of 15 3/4 inches. It's comprised of 19 strands containing a total of 5,434 steel wires. Man, Dave writes, that was a close one. If the diameter is 16 inches, what's the circumference? 48 inches? Can you somebody up on the Brooklyn Bridge trying to acetylene his way through a cable 48 inches around? Oh, never mind. Last one. Long time since I've written, starts out with Mr. Malloy rather than Mike. While I was working on my master's in aero engineering in Illinois, I used to listen to you on the Chicago station. I would listen while I was working on my research in the university wind tunnel late at night. At that time, I was a budding Republican neocon. I used to get so ticked off at what you would say, but I still listened every night. I would set out to look up what you talked about to prove you wrong. Turns out all it did was prove I was wrong. I used to listen to both you and Rush. It was extremely educational, not because I recommend Rush is worth listening to, but for me, from my perspective at the time, it was educational because there it was, both views, yours and Rush's, often on the same subjects each day, and the two views did not agree in any way at all. One had to be right and one had to be wrong. Not quite that simple, but it serves the point I am making. To reconcile it, I had to research the topics for myself. The research led to a simple fact that Rush presents straw men way too often and outright lies the rest of the time. It also opened my eyes to the anti-intellectual and anti-science position of many on the right-wing Republican side, and that more than anything else sealed the deal for me. As a scientist, there's no way I could embrace the denial of science and the frequent use of magical thinking employed by these people. From there came the realization of all the other nasty aspects of the right-wing perspective that I never noticed. Anti-woman, anti-privacy, anti-diversity, anti-nearly everything not rich white male conservative. It made me sick and horrified that I was actually on the road to buying into all of this crap. So thanks. I listened to your shows the day after they air. Thank you, White Rose Society. Your comments yesterday about being terrified at the current state of our nation ring absolutely true. I have a 21-month-old daughter, and I have been seriously considering looking into my options for doing wind power research or Formula One aerodynamics so I can have the option of taking my family out of this country if it gets much worse. That I have considered it seriously is terrifying when I step back from it and consider the implication. It's not that I am spineless and I'm ready to give in to these schmucks, but I have to think of my daughter. There is no way she will grow up in Dobson's vision of America. I could never do that to her. But that prospect, the emergence of Dobson Rush Dooney's twisted vision of America, is looking more and more like a reality. And then he said some other things and signed off. Thanks for being there. Your voice is appreciated. And the initials. I'm just going to use his initials, CC. Thanks for writing. We'll be right back.
You're
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Justice and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Let's do some phone calls here. Okay, you guys ready? Janice is calling from Huntsville, Alabama. Janice, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Janice.
My ear is almost gone to sleep.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
My ear almost went to sleep waiting on you to pick up.
I know. It's just terrible. I apologize.
No, that's all right. That's all right. We must have patience if we want democracy to win.
Okay, or else lots of ammunition.
Well, honey, I'm the bluest girl in a red state you'll ever meet.
Yeah, well, Huntsville, Alabama, good Lord. Oh, I've been there. I spent a month there one night.
Yeah. Got a month to live, spend it in Huntsville. It'll seem like a year.
I hear you. So what?
Well, I wanted to tell you that I am a United States Army veteran nurse from the Vietnam War.
Wow.
I'm 55.
Well, bless your heart.
And served at Da Nang.
Oh, my.
The outgoing. I mean, I saw boys going out of there trying so hard to live with no arms and legs. It was just, it would make you just weep.
It would.
If you knew about it.
It would. I admire your ability to have even witnessed what you witnessed.
Well, it was my job.
I hear
and
you.
It was my calling, actually. Now, on the subject of congressional scandals and the NSA eavesdropping, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, it's all just a big smokescreen. They want to divert our attention from what's really going to happen. They want to invade Iran.
Yeah, isn't it bizarre that is, even as you and I are sitting here chatting on the phone, Janice, I'm sure there are war planners in the Bush crime family who have that all worked out.
Well, as they say in the South, you're damn skippy they are. Okay, I live 2 miles as the crow flies, as they say in the South, from Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville.
Right.
Now, I've lived here for 10 years. And I have never heard the amount of kaboom, kaboom, kaboom that makes my windows rattle. They're over there testing new missiles, the propulsion systems.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts every morning about 8:30, and it doesn't stop until 11:30. It's almost shifted my entire house off its substructure.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
This man, and I call the Bushes the royal family, just like the Saudis are the royal family. And
right.
I spell both R-O-I-L, royal.
Well, as we say in the South, Janice, that's pretty cool.
Hey, you know, not all Southerners are dumbbell ignorant.
Well, no. Hell no.
You know, now
hell no! We're not all dumb and ignorant. You're damn right we're not.
Damn Skippy.
Damn Skippy. Oh, my God. I like that, Janice. I like that.
Well, listen, I am one of the fighting Dems, but you know what?
What?
I am sick and tired of the Democrats just laying down.
I know.
Odds.
What do you think of the idea of when Bush does the State of the Union speech? They just, as soon as he comes to the first lie, if he wants to stand up there and talk about, you know, the platitudes that a president usually talks about during, even though he's not the president, but during the State of the Union, okay, they'll just sit there. But as soon as he comes to the first lie, they all get up and walk out.
Well, that would be wonderful. But, you know, I only have trust in two of the people, one in the Senate, one in the House.
And they would be?
That would be Russ Feingold and Bernie Sanders.
Well, there's some more in the House that I think we can trust. Dennis Kucinich is one, and
oh yeah, the poor little ugly man that couldn't get a date.
Yeah, but he's married.
You know, and that's all the press wanted to talk about. The poor little man, ugly man that couldn't get a date.
And he married a real babe.
Well, who cares?
Well, I know who cares, but
you
I'm
know,
just...
You know, it's just like Clinton. Who cares about his sex life?
Okay. But I'm just saying, as we say in the South.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Janice, I have to move on. Listen, you have my deepest respect. The fact that you were a military nurse and you worked on the transshipment home and had to deal with those young men, bless your heart. If there is heaven and hell, that I don't believe, but if there is a heaven, there's going to be a place for you. Thanks, Janice. Thanks for checking in.
I believe in heaven. I'm going to be sitting next to my grandmother fishing.
As we say in the South. Thanks, Janice. You have a nice evening.
Argue over that. Cause it's clearly just a bunch of BS to distract us from the fact. It's about oil.
It's about oil.
It's about greed.
It's about greed.
It's about rich white men getting richer. It's about fear.
It's about fear.
And control.
And control.
Of those barrels of black gold.
Texas.
Yeah, step up close to another war when we never really say what we're fighting for. It's easy to pretend we're defending our native soil. Put it in the headlights.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Oreck XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. How about your BS? Never mind. All right, back to the phones here. Where are we? RB is calling in from Saskatoon, Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
You're doing fine, sir.
Hey, so how's everything going down there?
Skipping.
Not too good, eh?
No, it's not.
It's getting worse up here.
Eh? Your Conservative Party is... Well, what the hell is going on in Canada?
Well, the dumbass Liberal Party decided to go overboard with their attack ads, even though they are accurate to a degree. They went overboard, and it's been a backlash, and there's a possibility that the NDP and Liberal, the socialists, side may split the vote, and the Conservatives may get a slim majority.
Oh, my God. What about in Quebec?
In Quebec, well, they vote Bloc Québécois there. They have their own party. It's a strange country, Canada is.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And I just wish the Bloc Québécois, they're left-leaning, and they should be voting like NDP
right.
Liberal
right.
And keep the Conservatives out, but they're so concerned about their own special interests and that they don't see the big picture. The whole country could go down the drain, because if the Conservatives get a slim majority and enough to control the Privy Council, they could take control of the armed forces and join with the United States in all kinds of black ops programs around the world, and then we'd be no worse than you guys, and maybe we'd have our own extradition prisons up to the north in Northwest Territories. You never know.
Oh my God! Please don't.
Well, I've been getting the word out. I hope it's not true. I hope that they'll only get a minority, and then it'll be okay. But my prediction is this: if they do get a majority, there'll be a terrorist attack up here.
Oh, good.
Because back after 9/11, John Chrétien, in his short-sightedness, and because he was buffaloed, signed an agreement with the Americans where if there's a terrorist attack on either soil, the other country's military may come in and assume command in an emergency situation.
Now, wait a minute. Nobody in the Bush crime family signed off on having Canadian troops come to this country.
Oh, I know, but so do you actually think that there'll ever be a terrorist attack in America where the Canadian soldiers will be invited over?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
But there will be, but if there's a terrorist attack on Canadian soil where we only have, say, a few thousand troops to call upon, We'll gladly welcome 20,000-30,000 National Guardsmen coming over to help us.
Well, what's this? Didn't I read something today that on one of the border areas, I forget which one, which major city, there was a so-called, the RCMP stopped or fired shots or something at a car they thought was coming into or going out of Canada with Bob? I haven't read the entire story yet. Do you know anything about this?
No, I haven't heard about that yet, but I will, and I'll fill you in. But what the worst thing about this is that, let's just say the CN Tower gets blown over. That's a nice big, landmark or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the terrorists don't go for anything that means anything, like nuclear power plants. They go for big, large, symbolic things, eh?
Yeah.
That play well on TV. They're very TV savvy, apparently. I don't know where they get that from. But anyway, what I'm worried about is there's a rider to this legislation that if in this case, American commanders can take control of Canadian troops.
Well, I know
where I'm coming from with this now.
Oh, well, sure. Well, sure.
This is the Anschluss all over again, the beginning of it.
Sure, sure.
And if the Conservatives get in with majority, it's going to be just like 1936 in Austria all over again, and that's what I'm really worried about.
Yeah, well, wait till they start talking about Lebensraum, I can't pronounce it, that we need living space here in the United States, so we have to annex. That was one of the arguments for Austria, too, wasn't it?
Well, there's a global warming. Canada's going to get warmer. Lots more, what I mean?
Well, there you go. Now, you you called in about the Christian Science Monitor reporter, I believe.
Yes, I phoned in not only about that, but the Christian Peacemakers team. You remember them back in December?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
One of them was Canadian. These men were intrepid Christians. They believed in the true meaning of Christian, where you go out and you help people. You don't proselytize.
Right.
You give the shoes off your feet, the shirt off your back. You do everything you can to help the populace. They were helping Iraqi women try to track down their relatives in Abu Ghraib prison. They were protesting the American presence and heavy-handedness in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also known by the insurgents, the insurgents knew who they were and left them alone because they were helping the Iraqi people.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the swords of righteousness, and doesn't that sound like a Christian concept, or the righteousness thing?
It does. Any American who's kidnapped in Iraq, who's not working for Halliburton or working for the Bush crime family, I just wonder who's actually doing the kidnapping, if it's not a Negroponte death squad operation.
Well, especially these guys were causing trouble for the Americans. Then they get kidnapped. Then there's ultimatums. Now we hear nothing about it after all these Muslim groups from around the world, including Hamas, God help us all, and insurgents inside Iraq were all looking for them, trying to help their release. Now you can't hear nothing about them?
I know.
I think we might be wanting to look somewhere in Romania, Egypt, Syria, maybe Guantanamo for these Christian peacemakers.
And I'm very, very concerned about what will happen to the reporter, the freelance reporter there for the Christian Science Monitor.
She was doing the same thing. She was categorizing American abuses.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Also, why would the insurgents have any, why would they care about that? And she was observant of the Muslim rituals. She wore a headdress. She was, she made sure everybody knew who she was and where she was going. And she had an entourage with her most of the time of people saying, hey, she's with us. Then all of a sudden, why would insurgents kidnap her? It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. RV, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, take it easy, and all watch right. your back, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, always. Always. Plus, I stay armed. Brett is calling from Kansas. Brett, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Well, as a fellow talk show host, I admire your courage in talking about things like Operation Northwoods. I know that...
Oh, my God, you're in this business? Where do you work?
Oh, I work for First Amendment Radio Network, broadcasting 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. every day.
And where at? In what city?
I'm in Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas. I've been to your town. I've been through Manhattan. Well, good for you.
Well, you share one common thing with our beloved leader, George W. Bush, then, because he's going to be here on Monday, unfortunately.
Ah! What,
yep.
For Kansas State?
Yep.
Well, nothing to worry about. Anybody who disagrees with him will be screened out of the audience. I'm sure only people who support this warmonger will be allowed in to hear him, right?
I hope not, because I'm going to go try and get a ticket tomorrow, and they've got a tradition of question and answer sessions as far as the lectures go here. So, maybe if there's a hope in hell, maybe I'll be able to get a question off, but I highly doubt it.
Would you do me a favor? When is this, tomorrow?
No, it's Monday. The tickets go tomorrow.
Monday? All right. Well, listen, will you call in next week, Monday night, if you remember, and if you do get in, and give us a sense of what it was like in there with the beast himself? I'd be real curious. If it's televised on C-SPAN or whatever, which it may be, and if we get transcripts, which we usually do, we have that aspect. But I would love to hear from somebody like you who actually gets in there. So if you do get in, give us a holler. Now, I've probably just screwed any chance you had of getting a ticket.
Well, I don't know. I've actually caused some problems with some of the lectures in the past. Lee Hamilton, one of the 9/11 whitewashers, I questioned him on 9/11, hardcore facts.
So your name's on a list or two.
And also Mikhail Gorbachev and Ted Turner, so I've gotten in their faces too. So, and I've been visited by Homeland Security for my efforts. So,
okay,
yeah, I'm on a list or two.
Okay, so never mind. You're not going to get. You're going to apply for tickets. Apply under apply under a different name. No, that's right. You probably have to show three pieces of photo ID.
Just one, actually.
Oh, only one. Oh,
only
well, that's
one.
Good.
Yeah. Well, there's a hope. But it, if nothing else, I'll definitely because I'll talk about what's going on outside the protest, because that's often or outside the. Speech, because that's often more interesting as far as the protests go, and also I'm not really in on the left as a lot of the Air America personalities here are. I'm more of
right.
a small government libertarian constitutionalist. So that's that. Definitely we're out here in the patriot community, in the freedom community, right alongside the liberals. So. We definitely need to join forces and fight the evil forces that are going on in this country.
Well, I certainly have no problem with that. If you get in, Brett, give us a call Monday night, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. It's getting to the point, though, where constitutional libertarians, by default, are being pushed to the left. Coming up right after this break, which is going to happen in a couple of minutes, we're going to ease our way into part one, chapter one of George Orwell's book, 1984. And as I mentioned several times now, we're going to read a segment at this time every night, barring, you know, some horrendous event that needs to be fully covered for the whole 3 hours of the program. But we're going to do it every night at this time until one of three things occurs. Either we finish the novel, or I'm no longer on this network, or the Bush crime family is removed from office. One of the three. That's a hell of a commitment, Kathy. It's like getting married. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
And above us, only sky. Imagine all the people, living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It is not hard to do. Nothing to kill or die. No religion, too.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful, and all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in three sizes at Brooks Pharmacy, Eckerd Pharmacy, and other fine stores.
It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. Winston Smith, his chin nuzzled into his breast, in an effort to escape the vile wind, slipped quickly through the glass doors of Victory Mansions, though not quickly enough to prevent a swirl of gritty dust from entering along with him. The hallway smelt of boiled cabbage and old rag mats. At one end of it, a colored poster, too large for indoor display, had been tacked to the wall. It depicted, simply, an enormous face, more than a meter wide. The face of a man of about 45 with a heavy black mustache and ruggedly handsome features. Winston made for the stairs. It was no use trying the lift. Even at the best of times, it was seldom working, and at present, the electric current was cut off during daylight hours. It was part of the economy drive in preparation for Hate Week. The flat was seven flights up, and Winston, who was 39 and had a varicose ulcer above his right ankle, went slowly, resting several times on the way. On each landing, opposite the lift shaft, the poster with the enormous face gazed from the wall. It was one of those pictures which are so contrived that the eyes follow you about when you move. "Big Brother is watching you," the caption beneath it ran. Inside the flat, a fruity voice was reading out a list of figures which had something to do with the production of pig iron. The voice came from an oblong metal plaque like a dulled mirror which formed part of the surface of the right-hand wall. Winston turned a switch and the voice sank somewhat, though the words were still distinguishable. The instrument, the telescreen it was called, could be dimmed, but there was no way of shutting it off completely. He moved over to the window, a smallish, frail figure, the meagerness of his body merely emphasized by the blue overalls, which were the uniform of the party. His hair was very fair, his face naturally sanguine, his skin roughened by coarse soap and blunt razor blades in the cold of the winter that had just ended. Outside, even through the shut window pane, the world looked cold. Down in the street, little eddies of wind were whirling dust and torn paper into spirals, and though the sun was shining and the sky a harsh blue, there seemed to be no color in anything except the posters that were plastered everywhere. The black mustachioed face gazed down from every commanding corner. There was one on the house front immediately opposite. "Big Brother is watching you," the caption said, while the dark eyes looked deep into Winston's own. Down at street level, another poster, torn at one corner, flapped fitfully in the wind, alternately covering and uncovering the single word, "Ingsoc." In the far distance, a helicopter skimmed down between the roofs, hovered for an instant like a bluebottle, and darted away again with a curving flight. It was the police patrol, snooping into people's windows. The patrols did not matter, however. Only the thought police mattered. Behind Winston's back, the voice from the telescreen was still babbling away about pig iron and the overfulfillment of the 9th three-year plan. The telescreen received and transmitted simultaneously. Any sound that Winston made above the level of a very low whisper would be picked up by it. Moreover, so long as he remained within the field of vision, which the metal plaque commanded, he could be seen as well as heard. There was, of course, no way of knowing whether you were being watched at any given moment. How often or on what system the thought police plugged in on any individual wire was guesswork. It was even conceivable that they watched everybody all the time. But at any rate, they could plug in your wire whenever they wanted to. You had to live, did live, from habit that became instinct, in the assumption that every sound you made was overheard, and, except in darkness, every movement scrutinized. Winston kept his back turned to the telescreen. It was safer, though, as he well knew, even a back can be revealing. A kilometer away, the Ministry of Truth, his place of work, towered vast and white above the grimy landscape. This, he thought with a sort of vague distaste, this was London, chief city of Airstrip 1, itself the third most populous of the provinces of Oceania. He tried to squeeze out some childhood memory that should tell him whether London had always been quite like this. where there are always these vistas of rotting 19th century houses, their sides shored up with bulks of timber, their windows patched with cardboard, and their roofs with corrugated iron, their crazy garden walls sagging in all directions. And the bombed sites where the plaster dust swirled in the air and the willow herb straggled over the heaps of rubble, and the places where the bombs had cleared a larger patch, and there had sprung up sordid colonies of wooden dwellings like chicken houses. But it was no use. He could not remember. Nothing remained of his childhood except a series of bright-lit tableaux occurring against no background and mostly unintelligible. The Ministry of Truth, Minitru in Newspeak, was startlingly different from any other object in sight. It was an enormous pyramid structure of glittering white concrete, soaring up terrace after terrace, 300 meters into the air. From where Winston stood, it was just possible to read, picked out on its white face in elegant lettering, the three slogans of the party. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. The Ministry of Truth contained, it was said, 3,000 rooms above ground level and corresponding ramifications below. Scattered about London, there were just three other buildings of similar appearance and size. So completely did they dwarf the surrounding architecture that from the roof of Victory Mansions you could see all four of them simultaneously. They were the homes of the four ministries, between which the entire apparatus of government was divided. The Ministry of Truth, which concerned itself with news, entertainment, education, and the fine arts. The Ministry of Peace, which concerned itself with war. The Ministry of Love, which maintained law and order. And the Ministry of Plenty, which was responsible for economic affairs. Their names in Newspeak, Minitru, Minipax, Minilove, and Miniplenty.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Among the victims of a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan last week was the son-in-law of Al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Pakistani intelligence sources say one of four al-Qaeda members believed to have been killed was the son-in-law. The airstrike also killed al-Qaeda's master bomb maker and chemical expert Midhat Mirsi and al-Qaeda's chief of operations in Afghanistan's Kunar province. The Bush administration is taking steps to block the assets of people who helped Syria support terrorism and the insurgency in Iraq. White House spokesman Scott McClellan said Syria's military intelligence chief is responsible for destabilization in Lebanon.
He is someone who has worked with terrorist organizations based in Syria, including Hezbollah and others like the Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hamas. He oversaw the Syrian security forces inside Lebanon.
McClellan said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about what he described as Syria's destabilizing behavior in the Middle East and its continued support for terrorism. He announced that the U.S. Treasury Department has authorized the blockage of assets of Syria's military intelligence chief. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and the European Union's foreign policy chief said the time for talking about Iran's nuclear program is done. Rice and Javier Solana agreed that the United Nations Security Council should now address the issue.
The Iranians have crossed an important threshold that it is now important for the IAEA Board of Governors to act.
The Christian Science Monitor says it is doing all it can to secure the release of its kidnapped reporter, Jill Carroll. The 28-year-old was taken hostage by a group of Iraqi militants earlier this month. Her captors have threatened to kill her Friday unless female Iraqi prisoners are released by the U.S. military. High winds and heavy rains have been whipping through parts of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. In Connecticut, damaging winds throughout the day knocked out power to the more than 100,000 customers statewide. About 3,500 power outages were reported in southeastern and western Massachusetts, and about 15,000 outages were reported in New Jersey. Parts of Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland have also been experiencing outages. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome back. About 7 past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let us move on with some telephone calls here. You want to do that? Okay, let's do that. Oh, by the way, we're going to go to Dave first, but just to let you know that Brother Sky Blue from Memphis is on hold, and we are going to attempt here in just a moment to get more than 8 seconds from Brother Sky Blue. But let's start with Dave, who's called in from Phoenix. Dave, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to call in. It's the first time I ever called anywhere. I worked at the Marshall Space Flight Center, which I call a cesspool, in Huntsville, Alabama for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I retired last year. And I thought it might be helpful for some of your folks to know a little bit more about Marshall Space Flight Center.
Okay.
Marshall Space Flight Center was the first NASA, N-A-S-A, center that was made.
Mm-hmm.
It was made from bringing the Nazis over here from Germany.
Right.
It was a second-class group of rocketeers. They were not the first-class group. They were also the maniacs that devised a lot of the chemical and biological weapons. That site was originally called the Huntsville Chemical War Depot.
Wow.
Later named Huntsville Marshall Space Flight Center and a Redstone Arsenal.
Did that group include Wernher von Braun?
Yes. He was a second-class rocketeer. He was not the first class.
Really?
That's why Sputnik is attributed to Russia.
I see. The Russians got the cream of the crop.
That's exactly right.
I got you. Okay.
Got the cream of the crop as far as chemical warfare guys. Those guys were the number ones that came here. And that whole town was built off of that. It was nothing but farmland before
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because I worked there 20 years. I know what a cesspool it is. The place was low. It was identified as one of the worst EPA Superfund sites in the world.
I wonder what has happened to all the rocket fuel components, the bacteriological elements.
They're buried there at Huntsville, and they have to go out and they have meters reading them all the time. Large portions of the place are cordoned off, so nobody can even get in. I happen to have a high security clearance because I was a chief safety engineer for 20 years. So I know what I'm talking about. I've been all over that place, and I know exactly what's there and where it's at.
Are you allowed to talk about it now, the way you are, Dave?
Funny thing about me, I'm an ex-whistleblower. I was a nuclear safety engineer during the 70s, and I testified before Congress and lost that career. Then I went to Marshall Space Flight Center working for Boeing. And there's a few other things people don't know about that center. I've heard you say about Chuckle Nuts when he called NASA. And
yeah.
He was probably talking about NSA.
He was, yes.
That much difference between the two.
Yeah, right.
So it's one of the main communication centers. They have vaults in the ground. They relay all the communications back and forth, NSA, EIA, CIA. They're well represented, all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Are well represented there. So that's a nice playground for these folks, in addition to messing around with the other things that they mess around with. But I'm not fearful of anything. I'm too damned old to be fearful of these guys now. They've had their chance. They didn't get it. So
now you were head of security.
Safety.
I was
chief safety engineer for 20 years.
Wow.
People be listening. They'll know my name. And I don't hide it because I didn't hide it when I blew the whistle on the nuclear industry. I went public and I testified before Congress in 1980 and stopped the William H. Zimmer nuclear power plant from Cincinnati, Ohio. So I've been there before. I know what it is and I know what I'm talking about. And I just thought it'd be helpful to share that with your listeners because there's a lot of things that they don't know. A lot of your NASA sites are no more than NSA also. So if you wonder why you've got a lot of clones running around, you can go into any building on Marshall Space Flight Center or the Redstone Arsenal, and you will hear Rush Limbaugh and that group all day long, all mm-hmm. night long in the hallways, much like 1984. It's really scary, but this goes on all the time. You can walk up and down the halls, and you can hear these guys listening to their good old Rutch and all that. Of course, I didn't fit in there, so after 20 years, I said, hell, I've had as much fun as I can stand. I'm getting out of this place.
Wow, what a story. What a story. When
off the face of the planet, so.
Say it again. What was that last?
I said Huntsville and Alabama in general is the last place you go before you jump off the face of the damn earth. So that's what my feelings about that place. I'm not a native there. I was transplanted from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, Dave, do you hear all these clicks going on as we're talking, all these telephonic clicks going on as you're talking?
Oh, yeah. And I've been around that. See, I worked for one of the largest communications companies there is. Boeing was not only an airplane company, they were the world's leader in communications. Most people have no idea about that.
Wow.
They installed most of the communications for NASA, NASA, and a lot of the military installations also. So they're not just an airplane company. They are a communications company. They get involved with the ops and all that. So if you wonder where they're coming from, that's exactly what you've got.
Well, Dave, we're kind of in deep doo-doo then, aren't we?
We absolutely are. I've written off this country. I'm sorry to say that, but
don't cut him. But you're not allowed to say that, okay, Dave?
Okay.
We bleep that out, but don't, because you're very interesting caller, and I don't want to lose you because you use a profane word that we can't allow on the air. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's all right. That's all right. We took it out. What do you know about satellite spying?
I know quite a bit. Like I said, Marshall Space Flight Center is one of the main communication centers. They have underground bunkers there, and they handle CIA traffic, they handle DIA traffic, they handle NSA traffic. And when I say traffic, that's communication. It's part of the echelon network and mm-hmm. so on. And most of these places are. Another one is Dryden Flight Research Facility in California at Edwards Air Force Base. If you notice there at Edwards Air Force Base, the Redstone Arsenal,
mm-hmm.
that's not arbitrarily. That's by design.
Well, let me ask you.
It's as much military as it is supposedly space.
Realistically. How many Americans would you say it's possible to wiretap, so to speak? I realize it's not standard wiretapping anymore, but how many Americans is it possible to surveil on a given day?
Everybody that's talking.
Oh, dear God.
what they have, Mike, is they have what they call libraries of
yeah.
phrases and words, locations.
Right.
And the technology is cheap to them. At Marshall Space Flight Center, they have the largest selection of what's called Cray computers. These are the super crunchers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, they had six of them. And those are all underground and everything else. So they can handle all the traffic anybody can throw at them.
But there's no way. There's no way to have enough people there to monitor everything that they are mining out of American conversations, is there?
No, they don't have to. It gets refined by the computers. It goes through one level of libraries into another level, and it gets down to things that they really have pinpointed in. If you were to program your computer that every time somebody put in the word the, and then you would redefine that down to the what, and it goes like that. And
yeah.
It sifts itself. This system sifts out the communications itself, so
I got
they don't get bogged down. there was people at a group called Chaos that thought they were going to shut down government communications by everybody logging on and using random dialing and everything else over the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't phase it. These supercomputers can handle more than you could ever throw at them, and when they get full, they've got other sites. You know, you've got a large contingency in Memphis, Tennessee. The same thing.
To handle the overflow, so to speak.
Traffic, that's right. And it's just like the Internet goes through like your telephone system, when one line gets a little bit full, it routes it somewhere else.
Right.
So they never run out.
Well, Dave, I did. Listen, I'm glad. Let me just ask you, what compelled you to call us tonight? You said you've never called a radio program or made a call like this before. What got you?
I was sitting here and I listened to Janet call from Huntsville.
Right.
And I thought, oh boy, I bet they really don't know a whole lot about Huntsville because most people don't, and if they do, they don't talk about it. I'm just one of those idiots that I'm not fearful of any man. I'm not worried about anything, if you know what I'm talking about.
I hear you. All right, Dave, I hope you're going to call in again. You're a hell of a caller. I want to hear you call in again, okay?
Okay, I will do.
All right, thank you, sir. Watch your back, Dave.
Oh, absolutely.
And your front and your sides and your top and your bottom. We'll talk to you again, Dave. Thanks a lot for checking in, pal. Yikes.
A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When I created the 8-pound Orrick XL, I created a new category of vacuum. It's hypoallergenic. And why is hypoallergenic so important? Because it offers incredible filtration and traps over 99.99% down to 0.3 microns of that nasty dust that carries germs. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or 30-day home trial. Because cleanliness is next to Orrickness.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
the civil liberties by monitoring the program on a regular basis, by having the folks at NASA, the legal team, as well as the Inspector General, monitor the program, and we're briefing Congress.
You know what, vast erudite audience, I think our main man over at in the home office in New York at Air America, Sam Cedar, on tonight's program, if I'm getting this right from blog sites all over the internet and Democratic Underground, Sam had on as a guest, excuse me, New York Representative Louise Slaughter. And she said on Sam's program that Bill Frist and Tom DeLay both had stock day traders working out of their offices, you know, sitting there at a computer doing trades. If that's true, and at this point I have no reason to doubt it, if that's true, it would be the ultimate insider trading scandal, wouldn't it? Can you imagine working out of the Senate Majority Leader and the de facto Speaker of the House's offices to make day trades on Wall Street? Let's see what happens with this story, Kathy, huh? Not to mention the one that we're kind of involved in. Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't the new season of American Idol on now? No one's going to pay attention to this story.
Oh, yes, they will. No, this story, no, this. If this is true, then our main man, Sam Cedar, has provided the venue for this story to break. Now, of course, it's up to the New York Times or the Washington Post, two of our favorite publications, to pick up on this story. And if it is true, then I certainly hope that Sam and Air America are given the credit rightfully due.
But I think there's a missing cute white man that jumped off or pushed off or fell off a ship somewhere.
Oh, you're such a cynic.
Nothing's more important than missing white Americans, Mike.
You are such a cynic.
It's a tragedy that we just have to explore.
Well, I say props to Sam Cedar for Air America's Sam Cedar for having this particular guest on, Representative Louise Slaughter. We'll see what happens with that story. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, Brother Sky Blue. Hey, Brother Sky.
Yeah, Sam's the man, Mike. Okay. Sam's the man.
Yeah, he is.
Mike, the ancient, the Hebrew writer of the book of Ecclesiastes, I don't know, it might have been King Solomon, I think he might have been correct. It's like kind of the book of Proverbs, you know.
Uh-huh.
It says, curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, for a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. You know, Mike, George Orwell, he's a great prophet. Do you like Jules Verne and Stanley Kubrick?
Uh-huh.
These scientific prophets, they're a little behind on schedule, just like our theology that's being taught on the American airways today to our young men and women. Yeah, I know you're a secular humanist, and that's a pretty good religion, Mike. We got a lot in common. I'm a born-again, new-age liberal Christian, but like the Apostle Paul says, I have a hard time believing in eternal life and heaven and hell. He says, if you're a Christian and you don't believe in eternal life and heaven and hell, he says, you're most unhappy of all men. I think me and you got that a lot in common, Michael. We're kind of unhappy. So.
But I want to hear about Emanuel Swedenborg.
Well, yeah, Emanuel Swedenborg's a great prophet, too. He teaches about spiritual influx in the material world. You know, this space ship we just had come back to Earth had this space dust in it.
Right.
It collect.
Right.
Well, the Earth is made up of space dust. God said he formed Adam, and all humans are formed out of the dust of the Earth. And they breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. That wasn't a very big breath. But I got a little. And then he became a living soul. That's when life begins. And that's.
Okay, well, thank you, Brother Sky. God, we had him. How long do we have him that time? We had him for almost 2 minutes, didn't we? That's a record. Brother Sky Blue, direct from Memphis.
said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I say, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful, and all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, to put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Whew! Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard, now in 3 sizes at CVS and other stores.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards, with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Ugh. Vacation.
Please apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-28-06.
Ricola!
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
We'll be right back.
humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. As far as this breaking news that's all over the internet now about the day trading scandal. Apparently, day traders were working out of Frist and Lay's offices. We'll see how the story develops. It comes from a program here on Air America Radio earlier this evening. Representative Louise Slaughter of New York State on Sam Cedar's program revealed this information. But as far as that scandal is concerned, you know what's going to happen if it does hit mainstream media. Dick Cheney will say that day traders were necessary to protect the American economy following the devastating attacks of 9/11, right? And this half-witted Scott McClellan would just say Clinton did it too, right? Yeah, Frist and Delay didn't have enough money already, apparently. But, hey, just as an aside, does anybody know, has Dick Cheney's body rejected any more of its parts this week? Anything else sloughed off his body? Any defectors since the foot thing? You know, just checking. Not that I really want to know, but... Elise is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Elise, welcome to the program.
Oh, my God, Mike Malloy. You are my... hero.
No, I'm not a hero. Ain't nothing but a sandwich, Elise. Come on.
I like your sandwich.
Well, all right.
I'm an angry black woman.
Oh, well, I hear the anger.
I'm sort of like Janice.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. I'm not a political person. I'm an activist, more or less, here in my community in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
But working for the county government here in Memphis, I was fired.
You were fired?
I was fired. Working there 17 years. My mom had a stroke, so I was under the FMLA, but they found a way to get me out of there.
Uh-huh.
But it's a blessing because every day I went to work here, and this Republican permitted environment here in Memphis, and I had firsthand... I can't get as hard as Dave did because I'm scared they might kill me here.
Right.
And you tell Dave, if you are listening, don't you go to the VA hospital because you might not come out of there.
Well, now, Dave called in from Arizona.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
The communications is I saw so much where I worked in that criminal system there, the court clerk system there. All of it.
Memphis, Tennessee still scares me. It's
a scary city. And look here.
Yeah.
Our neighbors, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And Arkansas.
Yes.
We just got a riffraff law here where black people had been going there. You know how we commit crimes. And, you know, these petty thieves and things.
Uh-huh.
Well, they just passed this riffraff law where they're going to kill them now.
They're going to kill the riffraff.
I'm serious. And they said those who are coming in from Memphis, and us black people knew who they were talking about, you know. And, of course, the riffraff that are white in Mississippi scare me more than my own kind, and I'm scared of my own kind.
Well, you're talking about, like, Trent Lott.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Who carry rebel flags right around the corner from me. They got rebel flags.
When you talk about white riffraff in Mississippi, you're talking about Trent Lott and Haley Barbour and people like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Just friends.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They are scary people. I'm telling you, when I worked there 17 years, when I worked, transferred from the city to the county, I stayed paranoid. Hell, I'm just a little bitty... You know,
angry, little bitty angry black woman.
I'm not even in the power thing, but I got dreadlocks and I'm dog skinned and they were threatened.
You scared them.
Yeah, and see, okay, I got to deal with that kind of discrimination and then Bush and them people.
Uh-huh. Well, what
and
do you...
I've been taught not to hate, but my vocabulary for 2004 and 2005 was, I hate Bush.
Uh-huh, I hear that. But, you know, I have a question, Elise.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, I've always said on the air, I'm only predominantly white, but I grew up in a real integrated situation when I was a kid.
Did you?
Huh?
Okay.
Well, I grew up in a real integrated situation when I was a kid. And a lot of my black friends used to say to me, we were taught not to hate. And I used to say, we were taught to hate.
Why
were black folk taught not to hate? I've never been able to.
I don't know because they, you know, all that religious stuff.
Is that what it was?
Community.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it permeated from.
I see.
But I'm not even like that. My best friend was white, Caroline, mm-hmm. and she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get her to call people for me. You know, I knew about this voice stuff before they even came out with it. That ain't nothing new to me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say, Caroline, these landlords won't treat me. I have a mentally ill sister. And she'd call in for me with her voice, and I could get things done.
Well, let me ask you something, Elise, before we go. Do you know Brother Sky Blue?
No, but I heard him tonight.
You know, he's a street preacher in Memphis and a musician.
I'll find him.
And he hangs out down around Beale Street.
Oh, well, I'll find him.
Well, if you do find him, will you do me a favor? Will you go do you folks have CVS drugstores there, Eckerd's? What do you have, Walgreens?
We don't have Eckerd's, but we have Walgreens.
All right, would you go into Walgreens and buy him one of those, I'll pay you back, one of those $6 batteries that he can put in his damn cell phone.
So, yeah, I'll get him one and you won't have to pay me back.
Because
I'll find him.
Every time he calls in here, we usually get him for 9 or 20 or 80 seconds. Or tonight was a miracle. We had him for almost 2 minutes. And then his phone goes dead.
Yeah, he won't charge
you. That could be too. But I think he's a white man. I know he's a preacher.
If he's a preacher, I'll find him on Beale Street.
And he plays music.
Well, Lord have mercy, I'll find him.
All right.
Before we go, if you give me a minute.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say about this
Go ahead.
That I feel that this is an economical, psychological war, and it's between the inferior and the superior.
There you go.
And these people do not care anything about democracy. They are evil.
This
is a war not against Iraq, but against good and evil. And I got a feeling they sit around the round table in Switzerland somewhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm serious. All heads of the nation.
That's right, with their heads bobbing up and down.
And I'm telling you,
eating little children.
It has permeated Memphis because this is a Republican base, and they network with Frist.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
And I'm telling you.
Well, y'all have Bill Frist, don't you?
But we have, I ain't going to name no names because I'm scared.
I hear you.
But we have a lot of us besides this Bill Frist.
I know you do.
And it's just as bad as Bush and his cronies. And they got this. Nelson Mandela even quoted, when Bush went into office, this man is going to mess us, the whole world up.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
Has got people here. People here have become mentally ill. People have lost health care since this man. They won't talk about, I don't know how they come about with everything is so good.
I know.
Because here people are going poor. I even got white friends who didn't know. See, this is another form of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
I have white friends in my neighborhood. My neighbor is foreclosing. I mean, white.
Middle
class.
Well, you know, when white folks lose their homes, we're in trouble.
We're in trouble now.
Right.
I'm scared for real. I'm scared, and I'm telling you, they are some cunning people.
Oh, they are.
And people have to be careful about how they approach these people, because these people, they don't have any compunction about nothing.
That's
and I'm
right.
trying not to use cuss words.
I hear
you.
I know. They don't have a moral center, and I agree with you. Elise, listen, I have got to go, but you have been a wonderful phone caller. I hope you'll call in again, okay?
Sure. Thank you. I love you.
Thank you, Elise. I love
thank
you, too. You take care now. Watch out, and say hi to Brother Sky.
I'm going to find him for you.
Find him, but be careful. Don't approach him real fast. I don't know this dude, all right?
Oh, no, I'll be cool. I'm going to get everybody.
All right, Elise, you take
care. You know, not in a literal sense, but a figurative sense.
Yeah, well, I'm scared of everybody in literal sense. Thanks, Elise. You have a nice evening. I think I'd like to live in Memphis.
Just for the record, because I'm curious, and I've been married to you for almost a decade, and I don't know what is your sandwich?
My sandwich, tuna fish.
With extra mayonnaise.
With extra mayonnaise. And
I just wondered.
And what's that white tuna? What is that? That you can't eat anymore because it's full of...
The albacore.
Yeah, I can't eat that because it's full of mercury. So I just eat that old nasty chunk, like usually bumblebee, because I'm from the South. Well, I'm not from the South. What the hell am I talking about? I'm sorry here. Never mind. We're trying to do a radio program. You got me sidelined there. But I love folks in Memphis who call this program. Maybe it's from living right on the shores of the Mississippi River. That must, or the barbecue. It must be the barbecue, something. But anyway, quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob that is turning and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that masculinity.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Vacuuming isn't just about extending the life of your carpets. It's about creating a healthier home environment. That's one reason why 50,000 hotels and millions of people insist on my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL. Try my hypoallergenic Orrick XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Because a clean home is a healthier home.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Got 'em up.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if this story has legs, as they say. Representative Louise Slaughter on Sam Cedar's program, Majority Report, this evening, revealed that Bill Frist and Tom DeLay allowed their offices, respectively, to be used as day trading centers. I didn't hear the program, so I'm not sure to what extent this was done and who benefited. But if the charge is true, then it brings an entirely new definition to the term insider trading, does it not? And also, if it's true, I'll be very curious to see what the mainstream media, so-called, does with this story. On the other hand, I guess we could ask Louise Slaughter why she hates America. 9/11! 9/11! Representative Slaughter, 9/11! Why do you hate America? Why are you going on Sam Cedar's program talking about insider trade, day trading? Why do you hate America? Clinton, 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 blue dress, blue dress, blue dress, stain, stain, Clinton, Clinton, 9/11, Clinton, 9/11, Clinton. Martha Stewart, she did it too. She did insider trading, and she's a heavy contributor to the Democratic Party. Martha Stewart! Clinton, Clinton, 9/11. Missing white people. Missing white people. God.
Speaking of which, Mike, I wanted you to know that tomorrow night I will be having an expose on socks. White people's socks, Mike. It's important, I know.
It's about 7 minutes before the hour.
It makes me feel terrible.
Thanks to the crew who helped us produce this program tonight. Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac, and Zach Marsh in New York all engineered the program. D. Neal is our associate producer in the city and maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Also thanks to our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, the ass-kicking, hard-knuckled moderators at MikeMalloy.com message board. Oh, and by the way, for those of you who email me, why am I banned from your message board? You're not banned. It's just that my message board does not accept accounts, email accounts from Yahoo or Hotmail. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. You know. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, who archives the program, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, all of which is overseen by She Who Must Be Obeyed, our executive producer, Catherine Day. Jerky is calling in, our at-large bureau chief. Jerky, welcome to the program. I'm sorry I didn't get to you earlier. We're just almost, I don't know, we got about 2 minutes here. How are you?
Not too bad. I like your sandwich too, Mike.
Yeah, well.
It's a great, great sandwich. Tonight's episode belongs in the Smithsonian, if you ask me. It was a fantastic episode for, I only caught the last 2 hours, but it was great from top to bottom. I mean, George Orwell, Brother Sky Blue, what more can you ask for?
Elise.
Elise and caller Dave with
Dave?
Revelations. And
oh my God! Being able to report on what Sam Cedar's revealed today with Louise tonight with Louise Slaughter.
Plus, you had Pink Floyd and Frank Zappa in your bumper music. It was.
How can you top this? You can't.
It was like dessert for dessert. It was just a great episode tonight. And is it episode? I don't know, radio.
Episode works. Episode works, yeah.
I'd just like to briefly mention...
it'll have to be briefly. But
something about the disconnect between what the Bush administration says about what they're doing in Iraq and what they're actually doing in Iraq, because I don't know if it kind of slipped under the radar that they're abandoning all Iraqi reconstruction plans and diverting the funds intended towards those plans to other uses.
Yeah, we just touched on that a couple of weeks ago, and we haven't followed through yet. But yeah, they have, haven't they?
Yeah, I think it's because the powers that be are finally figuring out that not only was the Iraq war a colossal mistake. I think they're starting to figure out that it was a disaster of historical proportions, and we see that on both the human level and the fiscal level. On the fiscal level, I don't know if you recall or anybody recalls how Paul Wolfowitz got all mad at some bean counters for saying that the war was going to cost between $100 and $200 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no way, it's going to cost between $10 and $100 billion.
And now I understand the cost is between $1 and $2 trillion.
Well, as of last week, it was half a trillion, and then it gets worse. Of course, Joseph Stiglitz, who is a Nobel laureate economist and conservative economist, estimated that before it's over, the total war of the cost will be upwards of $2 trillion, which is four times the adjusted dollar cost of the entire Vietnam War. Four times the entire adjusted dollar cost.
And how much of that goes to Halliburton or the Carlyle Group companies?
Exactly, the profiteering, and it's, you know, people are starting to wake up, I think.
I hope.
Yeah, and you know, if American soldiers continue to die at the rate that they're dying now, in 2006, 1,369 of them will die, which is up from 846 last year, which was up only slightly from the year before, which was 848, down just slightly from the year before, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who have suffered irreversible injuries like amputations and severe brain trauma is fast approaching 20,000 people.
It's astonishing, Jerky. I don't know where we are. Listen, I got to leave it there, pal. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
I'll talk to you soon. Watch your back, okay?
Do.
Thanks for your participation tonight, however you provided that. We'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same station, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Honey?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Well, that's right. We're using TurboTax this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. TurboTax asks these simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Uh-huh. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Well, what about deductions?
Found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
What?
The kids.
No, I remember them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.